It's a public affair, mm-hmm. concerts, yeah. lectures, everything. You just, white people just came.
Yeah.
And nobody felt anything about it. They just came and sat where they pleased.
Right.
And you would be interested in this, John, that in the fall of my senior year, I was president of the student government. And it was in either late October or early November that two things happened in Nashville that were really spectacular. One was that young black that was lynched, Cordy Cheek, who was lynched, he really was not a Fisk student.
But he was right close to the campus.
He lived in a house, I think it was owned by Fisk. He was taken off campus, out of class and lynched. Apparently for running over a white girl on his bicycle, hitting her. And the students were up in arms and everything. All hell broke loose. It was awful. And the other thing was, and these things come together, as you see, the announcement of Franklin D. Roosevelt that he was going to, on his way to Warm Springs, Georgia, he was going to stop in Nashville. They wanted to do two things in Nashville. He wanted to visit the Hermitage, and he wanted to visit Fisk.
Yeah.
And hear the Fisk choir sing.
Yeah.
And I was right in the middle of all of it. One, because of this protesting the death of this boy. And the other, because as the chairman of the student government, I had a real responsibility in connection with the Secret Service and all the rest who were coming out. They came out, you know, they came out to the dance party, see how everything was going, instructed me what had to be done, and they were hoping that I would interpret to the students. For example, no student could be upstairs in Jubilee Hall looking out the window because the president was going to come up around that oval there.
And these two events happened contemporaneously
within weeks of each other. Uh-huh. The Cordy Cheek lynching may be coming, you can check it, maybe coming in October. The president came in early November.
Yeah.
All right. So we have these two things going. The curious thing about it is the Nashville citizens could not imagine that the President of the United States would come to Nashville to see a bunch of niggas. And I remember even the radio that morning describing his tour of the city did not include Fisk in it, although he had announced that he was coming to Fisk. And the people knew he was coming. And we had made arrangements for the choir would be on the steps of Jubilee Hall. I have pictures of that. And there would be bleachers all around where citizens would come and sit and see the president when he and Mrs. Roosevelt came up around there and they could sit. And as big man on campus, I'm right around and everything. I remember a white man coming up to me and he said, "Where do the white people sit?" I said, "Oh, you sit anywhere. No, we don't have any special place for you to sit." He said, "You mean tell me we don't have any place where white people can sit and not black people?" I said, no, we don't have. There's no segregation at Fisk at all. And we just make yourself at home. And he was so upset, not angry with me, by the way, but upset. And he told me, as though I were his friend, he said, "You know, I have voted the Democratic Party, Democratic ticket every time of every election since I was old enough to vote." He said, "But if the President of the United States comes here and speaks to a group of people
and there's no special place for white people, I will never vote the Democratic ticket again.
He just told you that.
So like this is it. He knew, he thought I would understand. Like nobody else, you know. I mean, it was almost like we were in this together.
He said,
I'll never vote Democrats again.
That was in 34.
This is the November.
The fall of 34.